I took pictures of the bag, and then as Frank started getting bands, they'd often need promo pictures. Yeah. And Frank would ask me to take the pictures. Because at the beginning, I'd do it for almost nothing, to just to help Frank getting started.
Yeah.
And then later, I had a fixed rate sheet that I did all the bands off of. And I don't know how many bands I did. It must have been 20 or 30. And other groups started coming to me because other groups would recommend me. And some of the groups, we were looking through some of the negatives today, and Bill said, we've got three or four of these groups, we don't even know who they are. You know, and we don't know where you shot these pictures. Because the one that was in the graveyard was out in Sandy Springs. Did you recognize the graveyard? On the backside, when you're going down the hill toward the lake, there's this cutout that has this sepulcher in it and all these statues. And we just went there and shot the pictures. I thought they must have been an important band, but no one knows about them today. No one recognizes.
I'll have to blow up the negatives and try and figure out who
the individual members are. Yeah. But it's just the way it was. And my business got busy, and I wasn't paying all that much attention to the light club, to the light show. Steve lived in the attic, and Frank had his room downstairs, and I had my room downstairs. And dark room was in, and the studio were in the basement. And we just went from day to day. I remember it was in that living room that when man landed on the moon, we were watching on the TV in the living room as they landed. I even set up my camera and photographed when man made his first step on the moon, and then the Hasselblad photograph came out when they came back. My horrible black and white from the TV set wasn't worth a toot. But I had to do it because, you know, I figured it was historic.